Jill Boudreau has been the full-time mayor of Mount Vernon since 2012. She and KNKX's Ed Ronco went for a walk through her city's downtown, starting at its relatively new waterfront promenade.
Give us the visual here. What are we looking at? Describe it for our listeners.
So along the Skagit River, which is just a beautiful wild river, we have a walkway that's about 18 feet wide, and it doubles as flood protection. So what you'll see is you can walk right along the river itself and enjoy that view. But then on the right-hand side is a brick wall that has openings, and then that is sealed up as flood protection.
Have you seen the river come up, and have you seen those deployed?
We have. We practice every year just to make sure our crews know how to get it together. And then last year was the first year that water came in on the lower part of the plaza. So we did have water come over, not all the way to the very top part, but we were excited to see that it worked, even though we were stressed out about the flood at the time.
Sure.
We walk over to a picnic table.
You know, it's gray, but it's a beautiful day.
It is.
And sit to talk a little more about how Jill Boudreau got to City Hall. She's a military spouse, and when she and her husband moved to Mount Vernon in 2001, she found a job as a receptionist at the police department. Eventually, she became a community service officer, working with people on crime prevention. She says she got to see how government could work for people. And then one night with friends...
To be quite honest, it was a bunco game and a few bottles of wine and a bunch of ladies. And it came out of it that Jill should run for mayor.
So she did. And to be clear, her reason for running was not a bottle of wine.
I think there was some frustration, and I think a lot of folks that run for the first time, it's born out of, I think we could do things differently and better. And that was 100% of how the conversation started, was we could do things differently. We could take the idea of our community policing, that we need the community to make decisions together, and take it to city government. I think I surprise people when I call them back or email them back directly. But I love that connection. I like to be able to really talk to people.
And does that apply to unhappy people too?
Absolutely, 100%.
So you get on the phone, somebody writes a letter and they kind of rip the city apart for something, and what do you do?
I'll call them.
Does it diffuse or escalate?
I have never had it not diffuse.
Really?
Right.
Boudreau is really proud of this city, and that becomes evident as we get up and walk into the city's old historic downtown.
This is Pine Square, and this is the Lincoln Theater.
Stokely Tower is the water tower there.
This is the best Thai food restaurant outside of Thailand.
But she's also realistic about the challenges here. Boudreau took office in 2012 as the country and Mount Vernon were still climbing out of the recession from the end of the 2000s.
The downtown has 77 storefronts, and oh my gosh, I can't remember the number, but it was probably about 15 or 16 empty ones. Mm. And so what I've seen in the last 7 years is that we've filled up.
There are still empty storefronts in Mount Vernon, but Boudreau says those places are in transition. The lights will be on soon, she says. Since the 1980s, small town centers have been competing with malls, and there's a big one just up the street in neighboring Burlington. But Boudreau says Mount Vernon's downtown is trying to distinguish itself in whatever way it can.
And so we've been trying to really figure out how can we support retail businesses, which is really tough. And for a government, that's, you know, there's lines to not cross. But we are leasing a space that the city owns to the downtown, and they're doing some pop-up businesses to just try and help people get retail business started.
If you were to take a poll of the community, what would you say is the biggest problem that this community faces?
I think poverty right now. And that, like, you know, it's easy to maybe say homelessness, because I think a lot of cities are dealing with that. But ultimately, it's poverty. They want to know that the farm workers, you know, have an opportunity, and their children do. They want to know that the school system is doing everything they can. So I would say broadly poverty.
You mentioned that a lot of people who live here commute outside the county?
Yes, almost half, either north or south.
How do you feel about that?
That's part of that long-term vision of before I leave office, I hope we can work, not just the city of Mount Vernon, as a county to have those industries and those jobs here.
Mayor Jill Boudreau, thank you very much for showing us around your city.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for being here, and we enjoy visitors all the time. So.